That's what we call a shotgun sound check on the Freedom Fiends. Is Laughing Kitty going to be doing the intro here?
This is the Freedom Fiends.
Speak up.
From Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level.
Come back up a little bit.
Intergalactic Safari Studios. Come back up a little bit. How's that?
Good.
Okay, we alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 420 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ouch.
Keep the sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right,
yeah,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. What's happening?
Come back up, Kitty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kitty is just all over the
barely
place.
Barely turned it down
now,
a
Kitty?
Little bit. Okay,
how's that? Nathan, how's that? It's your fault. How's that? Yeah, cool.
Board up, taking responsibility.
He's taking responsibility. I like it.
Okay.
I took responsibility. Don't even start with me. I know that's a bad shot of another re-beef.
No, tonight we're not going to say bad things about you. We're going to say great things about me. Diana,
even better.
Can you please read this letter Chandler sent to me?
Why, of course.
Am I going to need a barf bag?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Michael, let me start off by saying thank you. Thank you not just for helping us improve audio production quality, but also for, at least in my case, providing inspiration and teaching a certain amount of professionalism. The Fiends, especially the older two-man episodes we did, or two, like, man and woman episodes that we did, are really special to me. You gave us a platform to explore ourselves and speak to the world and make some really cool friends. Not to sound like a fanboy, but I have a lot of respect and admiration for you, even when we disagree or I think you're being a hard butt.
Just so doesn't sound right.
I know.
Just how you radio on the fly.
How you transform the Freedom Fiends into what it is and assembled a group of really cool co-hosts is kind of mind-blowing. It's never been done before. I know I don't contribute to the Fiends as much as others, but I have been with you cats for a long time, both as a listener and as a co-host. Way back, remember Linux, guns, and porn? Oh my. I would love to be on more. It's really only the time slot issue. I don't get enough rest as it is, and being on that late, it's hard for me to stay focused. I hope we are able to stay on the radio because honestly, there's something truly magical about floating around on the airwaves. Also, you worked so hard to get us on the air and teach us how to do good radio while still remaining separate from all the other shows.
Aww.
Yeah. Pre-recorded shows are a great idea. In fact, I wanted to do more of those. I actually agree with the assessment that the show has become a show about nothing. While still funny, it seems very unfocused at times. I know that on more than one occasion, I've spent a couple of hours at work reading up on info for the show, sent notes, but then they never get used. It seems like everyone
now,
just...
Now, hang on a sec. I have an interjection about that.
Okay.
That still makes the show better. Even if you research something and we never touch on it, sometimes it like spurs something else. So that's not wasted time. And sometimes we use, you know, like I've done an hour of research before and then we ended up mentioning one line of it, but it like it helped the show. So that's not useless. All right, go ahead.
All right. And then he says, it seems like everyone just wants to joke around all the time, which is hard for me because I tend to be more serious. Joking around is essential, but not for a two-hour show, just my two cents. I will support you in whatever road you take the Fiends down and do my best to contribute. There's a lot more I could say, but at this point, I think I'm just rambling, LOL. Anyway, take care of yourself, brother. Worms.
Aww. See, I didn't say anything about Jeremy's bad audio. We just had someone else say something about my good audio. So there.
I don't think there was anything specifically about your good audio.
I win.
I heard. Yeah, of course you win.
He said that I taught
you
him.
You stacked the game. Get out of here.
It's in the first line. Thank you not just for helping us improve audio production / quality.
Yeah.
It's in the first line. You chose not to hear it.
Improve. Well, no, I heard it. Well, you helped improve ours. I wasn't talking about yours.
Oh.
And I would like to say that my favorite part of that line is that providing inspiration and teaching a certain amount of professionalism, and the fact that you've given us this platform. I mean, I completely appreciate you for that too. So it's not just
Jeremy
you.
Doesn't.
I appreciate.
Oh, you! Oh, you are so full of it. You know, absolutely. I appreciate. I was laughing. I'm sorry. Okay, the professionalism, okay. Especially after the professionalism.
I was like hanging out with Hank Aaron. Wait, it wasn't Hank Aaron.
Yes, I'm not that old.
I agree with a lot of what Chandler says, but I also agree with you. I mean, I love the fact that we joke around. And I mean, I do think that we talk about some really important things, and we managed to get those things interjected in there, despite the fact that we are laughing while Western civilization burns. I think that's kind of cool.
Wow. I do too.
That just sounds anarchist, like the other kind of like black bloc anarchist or something.
Well, if we're the ones causing it to burn,
we're just sitting on lawn chairs in our backyard watching it burn.
We're laughing at the commies lobbing Molotovs and just sitting back, you know. They can do all the work.
Truth bombs, yeah.
I saw some bombs tonight.
Oh, you saw some fireworks?
Yeah, and you know what? I consider it this is how I'm looking at it now. It's like I'm just celebrating the technology of the ancient Chinese. They were just awesome. Yeah.
There you go. Well, I didn't hear any fireworks all week, like not even a pop of a, you know, firecracker until tonight when they had the municipal, like, your taxes at work display in town. I hear you guys smoking your legal weed. I hear it.
No.
What were you smoking?
My e-cig.
Oh, e-cig. All right. Yeah. Well, Fiend Phone has such quality that I can hear that. I wouldn't hear that on Skype. Right. Actually, if Fiend Phone were better, I could hear whether it's your e-cig. I probably could tell whether it's an e-cig or pot if I
probably
had you show me each and let me, you know, do each a couple times and tell me what it is.
Well, the inhale for the legal weed is longer than the one for the e-cig.
Exactly.
And it's held a little longer. So
the name of tonight's show is M Dub and the Murder Dogs, and we don't murder dogs. We love dogs, but
murder dogs.
You guys, that's pit bulls. We call them murder dogs, and I'm M Dub. Which is, does anyone know why I'm called? Who called me M Dub? I don't think you guys have been fiends long enough.
No, I remember you telling this, but I forget.
I have no idea.
So
Garrett Fox.
Garrett Fox
named me that.
That's right. Yes.
Garrett Fox was a really cool. He kind of looks like Jeremy. He's one of my two friends that look like Jeremy, or like you guys. You could be in the same police lineup. You know, like you're the same height and weight and face structure. You don't look the same though. But
gotcha.
So
dark hair, dark eyes.
He's one of these people that I'm not saying his wife told him to quit the fiends, but I do know that he was loving being on the fiends. And then he like announced his engagement on Facebook, and the next day he said, sorry, dude, I can't do the show anymore. One of those.
I'm sure that was just a coincidence.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I thought it had more to do with his job.
No, he also pod faded. He was my proof of concept of pod fading. Pod fading is a word from like 2006 of people that start a podcast and they're all psyched about it. And then they do less and less often until they just give up. And then you go one day to check the old episodes and the domain is no longer registered. Yeah.
And I actually thought he did podcasts with his wife too, or like before they were married at least.
Maybe he had something called the Disindoctrination Podcast and it was really good. And I helped him set it up and it's sounded pretty good. He had good audio, although he used this podcasting kit that was $99 that he got on Amazon that he called the Pod Fade 9000.
The Pod Fade 9000.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was designed to be hanging up in your closet in 6 months.
Yes. Well, I do know that it was just like, you know, a condenser microphone, which you shouldn't use, and a cheap condenser mic, and a windscreen, you know, one of those ones that looks like the pantyhose over the hoop, and then like a cable, USB cable, and then some free software on a disc, on a CD, and then a book called like How to Podcast or something that was written in like 2006 that like literally is so out of date. The only thing that you could use it for would be to like prop your mic up and get it closer to your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's back when I was on, back in 2006, I was on the Yahoo podcasting group. I don't know anybody that was on that anymore. I don't think.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, well, Yahoo groups, I mean, that right there is archaic. So we got a correction. Jeremy was wrong.
Alexis, I want clarification of this.
Go ahead. What'd you say, and what's the truth?
What did I say? The more and more I think about it, like I said, I got to go back and listen to the show. But I could have swore you brought up the fact that they all... I could have swore you were the one who brought up the fact that, that all or most of them spoke British accents, and I just agreed with you. Oh,
the Founding Fathers. You are just burying the lead for the show with your forefather's shovel here. I said that the Founding Fathers, which is kind of an amorphous concept, but the general accepted definition is people whose signature is on the Declaration of Independence. You know, the people who risked, like, basically committed treason to help start America. Those people, I said that most of them had British accents. And you said that they were immigrants. And that Hamilton was from
the Caribbean,
from Haiti or something.
Yeah, I couldn't remember where.
Yeah, but okay, so here's my thing about that, though, is that how long had their families been in this country?
Well, that's the thing, not, they probably had British accents.
Or some variation thereof, because if you go ahead.
I was saying, we're still burying the lead. The correction was that actually more of them were born here than we led on to believe.
Yeah, one-fifth of them were foreigners.
Okay,
the main ones, like Thomas Jefferson, was third generation British. His grandfather was from England, and he and his father were born in Virginia. Franklin was born in Virginia, and Washington was born in Virginia.
Oh, there you go. Okay,
there you go.
That's Virginia question. Is for lovers.
It's for fathers. M-Dog and Murder Dogs.
There you go. There's our serious note for the night. We were fast in correcting our errors. So there you go.
Yes. Unlike anybody else in Liberty, I don't hear, especially the Liberty rock stars. Like, they could be so criminally wrong and never admit it, even when confronted. They just like they go delete the episode they were wrong on. Like, that's what Molyneux does.
I have to admit when I'm wrong. I have to. I can't stand it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. So we're talking about marijuana potency under the new freedom. America, land of Colorado, land of the free. People are in their square, want to make it less free.
Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateurs, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolfe. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
So basically, just let me talk about my thing. You're a pushy bottom. That's a submissive. It's like, whatever, man. Do what you want. I'll just lie here and think about something else.
All right. Wow. I've been called a lot of things in my life. That's definitely a
pushy bottom.
A pushy bottom.
Speaking of sexual bottoms, Derek J finally got a hold of me. He says that proudly.
I know. What happened to him?
He was shopping for shoes and got stuck in the mall with Daria.
For shame.
He's okay, though. He's okay.
As long as he's okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to talk about... Well, first of all, I wanted to mention that Jim Jesus is going to be joining us in the second hour from the planet Shroomster. I can't really say what that means, but he's
why I did be, I did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he'll be visiting us. Yeah. Wait, should that work? Hang on. Jim Jesus.
Jim Jesus. Jim. All right.
Yeah. I remember one time I was it still doing it?
I stopped.
Hello. Yes.
Is there anybody in there?
Thought about doing a show about nothing.
Yeah, one time I tripped before my band Bomb played at some party, and I was like really overwhelmed. Like I was peeking during sound check, and like I was trying to be comforted by my drummer Tony Fagg, and the closet heterosexual, the sociopath in that band. Yeah, and I said, Tony, I don't know if I can do this gig. What should I do? And he said, what should you do? I think you should effing not take acid before a gig. That's what I think you should do. And he walked away. Like, and this guy wonders, like, why I don't answer his emails now when he tries to be friendly with me. Stuff like that. But, you know, psychedelics, I would forget my name once in a while. But you know what's even trippier is inhalants, like sniffing glue. Like, I would forget my species on glue. I'll tell you. So, Jim, mushrooms are like, you know, all the kids are doing it. But if you really want to impress me, show up on the Fiend sniffing glue. That's what I say.
I hope he comes on later and says challenge accepted. That would just be
challenge accepted. Yeah. I drank a bottle of amyl nitrate at a KISS concert and woke up in the parking lot. Wait, who's that? No. How old am I? Yeah. What happened? No. Drank a bottle of amyl nitrate. So I want to talk about some pre-internet memes. So I just posted on my Twitter, my Twipper. If you go to Twipper.com, Twitter.com, Jim Jesus just said, yes, this works. I guess the echoing is working. Yes. Hello. What echo? I didn't use any echo, Jim. What are you talking about? Gays are lacing fireworks with homosexual chemtrails. I think we need to stop that.
What?
I saw that. It's a funny meme that's been going around today. So I want to talk about a meme. I talked a while back about how when I was tripping with my girlfriend in D.C. in the ghetto in the late 80s at across the street from Malcolm X Park. And I told her that my friend Little Mike, that his dad worked for USA Today reviewing sportscasters. Like, he wasn't even reviewing sports. He was reviewing people that review sports. That was a thing.
He reviewed reviewers.
Yeah, it was Rudy Martsky and his son, Little Mike Martsky. And she thought that was hilarious. And I showed the picture of him in USA Today. We found a copy of it on the street. And she was like, I should paint a picture of him. And she painted a picture of Little Mike's dad and put balls all around his head, like the double entendre of being like a bunch of balls around your face. But they were sports balls. It was, you know, a G-rated picture. And then, like, a few days later, I got the idea of, like, okay, like, after I'm done tripping, like, after the paint dried, the acrylic paint dried, I took this painting up to Roslyn, which is part of Arlington. It's where the business district, to the USA Today headquarters. And by the way, there was a joke. This is an old school joke, pre-internet. What does Jimmy Carter have in common with the Key Bridge? They both go in and out of Roslyn. So I walked in the summer heat across the Key Bridge. I love it was summer. When is Father's Day? Wasn't that? Yeah, it's sure. Summer. It was last
it's
week.
It's in June. Yeah.
So I delivered it the day before Father's Day in 1988 or 89 and delivered it to the front desk at USA Today for Rudy Martsky. And I had a fake clipboard. I had a clipboard with me with just a blank piece of paper on it, but I didn't let her see that. And I was like, yeah, I'm delivering for Rudy Martsky. Is this the right place? And she said, why, yes. Would you like me to sign for that? And I was like, no, I'm double parked. I got to run. And I just handed her the painting. We'll be back with more about these pre-internet memes and how much we had to walk uphill both ways in the summer heat to do our memes when we were children your age. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah. Worms.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean, available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
Hi, Jim Jesus.
Space.
I want to rock that Jim Jesus. Are you
Jim? Jim. How are you? How are you?
Yeah. Hello. Can you guys hear that? Echo? Echo.
No.
Echo. Yeah?
I can hear it even though it's not there.
Okay. Welcome, Jim Jesus.
Yeah, I was just dying. I couldn't relay my glee on Twitter, so I came here.
You're on Wii or you're gooey?
I don't even know what that means.
You couldn't relay your what on Twitter? What did you say?
My glee.
Your glee. Gotcha. My glee. Okay. Yeah.
So basically, let me finish my story real quick. So Steve Miller said that it was a very dank pre-internet meme that we painted this painting of this guy with all these balls around it. And then we took it. I didn't finish the story, actually. When I dropped it off, we had a note with it that said, "Happy Father's Day from Mike." So my friend Mike gets this call from his dad saying he's out in California. You know, we were downstairs neighbors from MDC, the band Millions of Dead Cops. But I'd moved out to D.C. for the summer with these girls that I met on tour. I was kind of doing the G.G. Allen thing. Just, you know, lay my head wherever someone will have me. So Mike gets this call.
I hope you showered.
From his dad. His dad, repeatedly, who lived in Reston, Virginia, which is known for
Reston.
Being a bedroom community for people who work for the CIA. But I guess they also have people that review sports balls, ballers on USA Today. So he calls Mike and he's like, "Hey, I love the painting you had done of me. Thank you." And Mike's like, "You're welcome." Like, Mike knew nothing about this. And then he went home for Thanksgiving that year. And, you know, saw the painting and was like, "I have no idea what this is." And I finally told him like years later, but he just found this picture. Like, people think
this
I make these
awesome.
Crazy stories
this
up,
awesome.
But Mike found this picture of him when he like 30, like 27 years ago. So what I said was to Steve Miller was, "When I was your age, for our dank memes, we had to spend 5 hours making a painting and then walk 2 hours in the D.C. summer heat to the USA Today headquarters office to troll people, then take a photo of it, wait a week for the drugstore to develop the film, pay to develop it, then lose the photo, only to find it 30 years later to be able to share it." Memes were not easy before the internet.
Here's my question, though, is that you also commented on the Facebook post that Jim should meditate on this picture and story in a few hours. And I'm just wondering, has Jim meditated on that picture and story yet?
On the balls in your face
picture?
On the
balls?
I've meditated on many a pictures in my time, but I don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
Is that
you
what we're saying? Is that the radio-friendly version of what we're talking? Oh, meditating.
Dude, you were tagged.
Actual meditating.
So you got some pod beef, Jim? What is it?
I got some pod beef with Anarchy Ball. Why is Anarchy Ball like insisting on having bad audio? Like,
well,
Anarchy Ball is
a collective of people. It's not necessarily one person, I have found.
But the main guy, but the main guy is just
the main guy is a woman.
No, it's not. It's a husband-wife team.
Yeah, it's a husband-wife team. But then there's also, like, some guy that claims he owns 50% of Texas Instruments but couldn't make a donation to the Freedom Fiends because he didn't have any money.
And, yeah, he's hashtagging, hashtag please donate for a new microphone. But he's going to buy a Yeti. So I'm not going to, so I'm not going to give him any money. Not if he's going to buy a Yeti. Because he's going to, you're going to spend, like, $120 for bad audio. What's the point?
Yeah.
You already have
Yetis
bad audio.
Suck. Yetis look cool. They look like a giant Yeti penis. But here's the thing. Like, they're way too sensitive. They pick up all your background noise. And they also, there's no mic stand they fit on, so you can't get them close enough to your mouth. Like, really, here's the thing.
That's
we have done all the work on this. Like the Freedom Fiends have links. Like, just go to the Freedom Fiends site, scroll down on the right sidebar, there's a thing that says, get the great mic that the Freedom Fiends co-hosts use. There is a blog post that says the mic you need, the mic stand you need, the pop filter you everything. Need, and how to set it up. Yep. Like, we've built this, man. Like, why are you trying to build other roads that
because
don't work?
Because he knows than you. He knows better than
he
you.
He does. But no, he doesn't. His audio proves he doesn't. Yeah, he has horrible audio.
Some people are just obstinate.
You put him in a meme of horrible audio. Yeah, some people are.
Yeah.
So, Jim, you're spending your trip yelling at people about their audio. I'm proud of you. I've raised you well.
Man, I am
thoroughly enjoying it.
You know what? I now want to rescind the comments I made last week about you not taking me under your wing the way you have with Jim and Ben. Because if this is the result, I'm glad that I didn't do that. Because that would have harshed my mellow on that when I had the same experience a couple weeks ago, man.
Well, I did. I was in your head.
I know.
A couple weeks ago in your trip. All right, so
again, you were placed in my head by other parties. I had no control over that.
Doesn't little Mike look cute in this picture, Diana?
You know what?
He looks like a scared woodland creature.
Exactly. I was thinking that. I was like, what a cute little guy. Oh my goodness.
By the way, I should point out that the original audio that original microphone mushrooms. The original microphone that we were
something shaped phallically.
The original microphone that you were used to pimp, the 2500, is actually cheaper right now than the one that you're currently pimping, which is $80. So
I'm currently chimping is better. Is better. This is the $80
better than the one I have.
I don't know. Any of the Audio Technica USB mics are better than a Yeti. It doesn't matter which one you get.
Exactly. Really. The one you told me to get went up to like $80, and that's why you had to choose another one. Correct. Well, now that one's $80 and this one's $60 again. So the price is reversed.
Well, the prices go up and down because of the demand created by the fiends. You know that, right?
Clearly.
Yeah.
If only Anarchy Ball would get on the
and anyone who wants to have good audio.
Yeah, Anarchy Balls wants a Yeti because
he's harshing my trip, man.
Like it would have balls.
Like, Anarchy like Ball, a Yeti ball, shame on you.
Yeah, you do. Anarchy Ball does I'll so much work for him. Liberty.
I'm friends with him. I'll try to talk to him.
Yeah, you're the bastion of good audio.
There was no reason for that. You know,
he's setting Liberty back 20 hertz by 20 kilohertz.
Yes,
that was funny. I do use the right equipment. Come on, I've been using that since I found you originally.
Me too. Oh my gosh, I've had this microphone ever since the very beginning. Like
I know.
Two years.
I took a risk on Diana and it was worth it because I'd never heard her speak. She was the only person that that I've ever gotten on the Fiends based on what she wrote on Facebook. I thought she might be good.
No, it was an email. I emailed you. We had email conversations. That's how it started.
Yeah, but it started on Facebook. That's where I learned of you. And then, I still hadn't heard you speak. Like, for all I know, you know, you could have been like, hi, I'm Diana. But fortunately, you weren't.
Edith.
Yes.
And All in the Family.
Archie. Yeah. I just took an awesome picture of my cat with a Bipcot flag. I'm going to post this on the Face Beefs.
Speaking of Bipcot flag.
I tacked mine up on one of my walls, and I didn't tack the bottom down, and it was kind of like wavering when I'd have the AC on because we have central AC and it blows up on it. And then I'm like, I'm going to leave it. It's actually like this flag is blowing indoors. How awesome is that?
Nice.
My flags. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so anyway, so earlier during the break, I had mentioned the fact that last week...
You were in a bar and you took off your top and yelled Freedom Fiends and waved it out like a helicopter.
Yeah, woo! Like, no.
I'm going to need further information of that.
Anyway, no, but I totally gave the Freedom Fiends a shout out. I had a local friend of mine. Actually, I just have been very fortunate to meet some local ANCAPs in the area and everything. And
ANCAPs, is that a kind of mushroom? ANCAP? Liberty
capitalists,
yeah,
libertarian, whatever. And this one guy, he works in a bar that's less than a mile from me, so it's definitely walking distance. And he and his boss
drive drunk. You don't have to drive drunk home.
exactly. So it's very convenient.
Always a bonus.
yeah. So he and his he and the guy that owns the bar got together and they launched a new brew called Anarchist Ale, and they had a launch party last week. And the place is called the Burrowing Owl. It's awesome. If you're from Colorado Springs or anywhere in the area, please check it
Durango.
Out.
Durango. We're on the radio in Durango.
Yeah. So if you're in Durango, yeah. Come all the way to Colorado Springs. Go to the Burrowing Owl.
How about the warehouse, right?
But anyway,
how about they come to Jack Fest? How about that?
Yeah, that
come
too.
To Jack
yeah,
Fest and then
to Jack Fest.
That
yeah.
too. So
have some mushroom ale.
I among other of his friends that happen to be also be delicious. Anarchists were asked to speak.
Sign me up. And, where do I get this?
Wait, I'm talking here.
She's talking.
I'm tripping yeah. here. How dare you?
Jim but wants to talk asked, before. He's still peeking. Go on. Wrap it up.
Okay, I'm trying. Okay, so
I'm peeking.
I was asked to speak. I was the only female, which of course I guess makes sense. But but I realized
libertarianism.
I had forgotten. Yeah, exactly. I had forgotten because I've been doing I've been doing radio for a fairly lengthy amount of time now that I like freeze when I'm asked to speak by myself in front of people. And I don't think I bombed that bad, but I was really quiet. People were like, "We couldn't hear you," and that is so unheard of for me.
Did they have a Yeti?
No mics, but no. I mean, typically speaking, my voice carries. Like my voice. Just kind of naturally carries, and for some reason it just didn't. But I ended up reading like a Bastiat quote or something like that, and was like, "See ya." But I did give the Freedom Fiends a shout out. I said, "Y'all listen to it. You know, it's awesome." Blah blah blah. And a lot of people have heard of it. But I think we're gonna get some more listeners out of that for sure.
Ooh. Good. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, and then as far as the Bipcot flag, you asked me, Michael, if I might ask this guy if he would display the Bipcot flag. So
yeah, I'll send him one.
I'll definitely. His name's
permanently displayed prominently though in the bar. If I'm gonna buy one for him,
I'll talk to him about it. I'll definitely talk to him about it.
He has to obey so by cool. the Bipcot flag code. My flags,
Jim, are you okay?
Jim can't not talk.
I'm crossfading now.
Finger on the mushrooms, Nathan.
What does that mean, crossfading?
Explain it to the normie, please.
I am not a normie.
If you
are
have
you
to ask,
me?
You'll never know.
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, that's something that it's been a really long time since I've done that. But
I haven't done drugs in 22 years, and I gave up psychedelics well before I gave up drugs. They were terrifying.
Yeah, I kind of dig them.
You're using them wrong.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to at some point doing some again.
You don't use them as
suppositories?
What? You're lying, man. You do the Freedom Fiends like multiple times a week. That's like the best psychedelic.
Yeah,
stop messing
is.
With my head.
Thank you.
Jim, have you ever heard of sassafras?
Yeah. Did you guys hear that? Can you guys hear that echo?
No.
Jim, have you heard of sassafras?
Yes.
Okay.
Echo.
Yeah, it's like the what?
I love root beer.
No, it's in a concentrated form. It's a psychedelic.
This is like double echo for me, by the way.
Did you guys hear that?
It was this Jesus. Is just awesome.
I don't know why people think we're a show about nothing.
Did you guys hear that?
I was trying to talk about something.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Yes, or you might think like Jim Jesus.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yep, that's a sweep of a sawtooth wave. Can we turn that off? All right.
Please turn that off.
Oh, wow, that's terrible. Okay.
Please stop.
It did... What? I'm not doing it. It felt really good, but then it just stopped.
Please stop.
Stop being good.
Yeah, it's gone. I stopped generating and it's still echoing at you, though, I think. I'm on this site called OnlineToneGenerator.com. Well, I actually have the I have the cure for that, because there's one that says many people prefer the sound of 432 hertz, citing a calmer, more natural sound compared to its harsher relative, 440 hertz. So here's 432.
Either way, it hurts.
But that other one's still going somehow.
Refresh the page.
That. Yeah, refresh the page. There we go.
Good thing we worked this out.
There you go.
You said
this one feels good, doesn't it, Jim?
Yeah, it feels really good.
Tingly. Tingly, yeah. Let's try a triangle wave sweeping from 1 to 1,000. Wait, why is it still going? Stop. All right. Here's the sweep of a triangle wave.
Working out all the bugs on the air.
From 1 to 1,000.
For weird noises to trip Jim out.
It doesn't trip me out. It just feels good.
Does this feel good?
I was listening to Tame Impala before I came on, so.
Hey, let's try 20 to 20,000 since that's your new thing. What? The complete range of human hearing. Do you want a triangle wave, square wave? Square. That's so square. Let's do square. Here we go.
It's a hate crime,
man.
Fun.
That's not fun at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Jim, you're so easily amused. All right, let's try a sawtooth from 20.
Can you
to
imagine 2000. Me on that?
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I like that one.
You like that one? My face would hurt that on vinyl.
You want that on vinyl?
Jim, Jesus.
Please do not adjust your set. The Freedom Fiends have taken control. Yeah. Somebody's
this is when it happens when you're beaming information from space back into space. Yeah.
Let's try sine wave from 40 to 4,000. How's that?
Sine is a little bit more blissful.
Yeah. Jim's beaming up.
I climaxed. Can I do that?
Oh god.
My dog can hear that. My dog is like cocking her head.
Good. Let's try it as a sawtooth.
No.
It sounds like a police siren, which is not what you want to hear when you're
definitely not
crossfading.
Bad touch.
Never.
Jim, you like that?
It's gonna hurt later.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna hurt. Here's a square wave. Okay, enough of this.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the one he likes, 432 constant. Let's do it as a square wave, though. He liked the sine wave. Let's try square wave.
Ugh. Oh, no. God, make it stop. Make it stop.
No. Triangle wave. No. You like the sine wave better.
Sine is... Yeah.
Yeah, you just want this playing in your house 24/7. You can turn it down when you get to sleep, but leave it on. Yeah.
Yeah. I want this on vinyl for sure.
On vinyl.
Someone designed some cover art for that.
Yeah. Get on that stat.
Oh, the ball face guy. There you go.
Ball face guy?
Ball face what? Guy. Yeah, your art. Yeah.
Huh? Oh. What?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, he's the ball face guy. My friend Mike with his dad painting of his dad.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
You know, that's the second story I have.
I don't
about
even remember.
Psychedelics and childhood friends and their dads and art. Because remember I had the other friend that we were tripping in his dad's mansion and his dad had made a sculpture, a bust of his head, and it was winking at him?
Who did that?
I can't say, but his sister may have written Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, but I can't say that.
Yeah, that would be untoward.
Untoward.
Jim, untoward.
I hope you stick around for the next section, Jim.
You hope the second section sticks around for me, right? No,
I want you to do Trump in the second hour. Trump trip.
I don't even know how.
Hashtag Trump trip.
Trump trip.
Make the Freedom Fiends great again with fungus.
You know what?
That's actually going to throw me into a bad trip.
All right, let's
do that. Who do you want to do, Jim?
Jeffrey Tucker? That's gonna be
I do not want to do Jeffrey Tucker.
He's soothing.
Wait, you do impressions?
Oh, yeah, you don't know that?
You mean that wasn't actually Trump on the fiends actually... the other night?
Well, I don't...
She doesn't listen.
I just thought Trump
listen to all the shows.
She doesn't listen to her own
podcast. That's not true.
All the shows?
I don't listen. I mean, I can't. I have reasons.
I can't speak to you.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say, you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Yes.
Yeah, wing it. Fungus Among Us.
Fungus Among Us?
Fungus Among Us.
Frankly, this is the Freedom Fiends. They're broadcasting from someplace. Frankly, I don't even know where they're coming from. And frankly, I don't even care where they're coming from. Do you either? I don't know either. But I think it's really important that we get to this central problem here. And the problem is bad audio. Like, I don't understand why this is bad. This is still a
distorted
thing.
When you said bad really loud. Well, you gave an example. It was beautiful.
Yeah, irony.
Is your cat tripping?
I am. It doesn't matter if she is. It's her birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, kitty. She is 18. She is legal.
Whoa. What's the word?
It's like 88 in human, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's the age of consent.
Yeah.
In she's pretty much every state.
This is none of my business.
Yeah, I had... What's it? AARP? I don't know. What do old people do? And she, I'm signing her up for that.
AARP.
AARP.
Yeah. Speaking of old
things for that now.
Speaking of old people, the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT No Government License. It allows use and reuse by anyone except governments. You can learn more at BIPCOT.org. And I don't know what the connection is there, but I'm sure there's something.
Well, Michael's 25 and doing drugs. I signed my roommate up for AARP as a joke. Now I'm actually getting AARP and it's not as a joke. Like I'm getting
it's not as funny
mailers.
Anymore. Yeah. No, it's definitely not.
They're
funny.
Going younger and younger, though. I'm 52. And they're trying to get me to sign up, like preemptively or something. I don't know. So go on, people. So pot is legal, but people are trying to make it less legal because they're square.
Oh my goodness!
Because people love their freedoms, my freedoms. You know, every meme I saw today on July 4th was about how unfree we are, and like I agree. Hell, I said that last night, but it's kind of a. I don't know. I guess we got to say it because not everybody listening on the radio knows that. But you're not free, people. You're celebrating a lie.
Nope.
This is one of the least free. It's not the least free country, but you have a lot of Jim's freed his mind so his butt may follow. How's your brain?
My brain is awesome. By the way, I was walking to my mailbox brain? Tripping.
How's your brain?
Tripping.
Tripping.
What?
You know, Nevada has
you
one of those.
Can't say it on radio.
I can. I just did. Come at me, bro.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
So Nevada's got one of those.
I'll come at you with bad audio, Jim Jesus.
Oh, that is please. Bad audio.
Please.
That touched me in inappropriate places.
Please don't
that's
do
what,
that again.
That's what Anarchy Ball is going to sound like. That's what Anarchy Ball is going to sound like. Hello,
stranger
police.
Danger.
My neighbor
stranger
is yelling
stranger
danger in his apartment. Please get here quickly. Your cat is calling 911.
No, I'm calling cell 411.
Yeah,
there you myself. Go.
Yeah.
You know, another tripping story. I called the police
that's another
on myself.
Good, that's
by
another
accident.
Good thing for cell 411 is if you're like tripping balls or whatever that you can call cell 411.
And it just routes yourself. No, routes to a sympathetic fellow traveler who will talk
to
you.
Yeah, or something.
It.
Or somebody that'll come and like sit with you and let you like pet you and let you know everything is going to be okay.
I think that's you're thinking service. Of MDMA, not mushrooms.
I'm starting a new company. I'm gonna have two. I'm gonna be so rich, man. I got the bad audio removal service that I'm gonna be doing, and now I'm gonna be doing the
petting people.
The bad trip petting company.
The bad trip petting company. All right, I went in on the ground floor of that one.
There's a market need for it, y'all.
We'll make it's one. Okay.
It's okay. It'll just wear off. Take some vitamin C. You'll be good, man.
Drink some orange juice. It'll help you better.
Put your clothes back on. Everything will be okay.
All right, wait a minute. I think that's PCP. I've never had the urge to take my clothes off on psilocybin.
Okay, I not only called the police on myself tripping, but I
you
also,
called the police on yourself?
What? Yeah, yeah, because I was racist back in the day. Because I lived in Berkeley at 9th and Berkeley, 907 Bancroft in Berkeley, down by the aquatic park where they find all the dead bodies. It was in the hood.
What is it? Like Trash Vista and
Trash View and Nata Vista. And I was tripping. I just moved there. I was like small town boy from Virginia and just showed up there on a Greyhound bus and I was tripping, and they're all like, I was in the hood. There were people, like, my roommate got mugged at Uzi Point on our porch once. And we were like the only white people in the neighborhood, and it was a hot summer day, and people were teaming. Everyone was out there, like, you know, slanging and banging and yelling and playing hip hop. And I was afraid, and I called 911. I was like, "There's scary people in front of my house," and the cops showed up at my house and like looked at me and like, "You're not from around here, are you, boy?"
Oh,
and
goodness.
And then they left. But yeah, so that happened.
Man,
so. I'm posting on the Cell411 users group. Diana just suggested on the Freedom Fiends a Cell411 option, quote, bad trip petting service. Where if you're freaking out on psychedelics, someone will come over and pet you
and tell you everything's gonna be okay.
Someone nearby will come over and pet you and
it's
tell
not
you.
It's not real. It's not so, real. So Michael, it's not real.
So Michael Dean will trip so hard that he'll call the cops on himself and he'll come over and pet you tripping too hard. Get you a man that can do both, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Bad trip petting service. Bad trip petting zoo. Okay. That's the name of this episode, Scott. Not whatever I told you, but still use that ball picture, the balls by the face. With Rudy yeah.
I actually have a petting zoo in my apartment, so.
I know. This is the bad trip petting zoo.
By the way, I don't know what segment this is going to air in Kansas, but my parents are probably going to hear this.
Good. Do your parents listen to it there on the radio?
Yeah, I didn't even realize this.
Nah.
Drugs are bad. I would never.
Drugs are bad. All right, someone's on our Fiend site right now. In North Pole, Alaska. Is that really a place? North Pole,
yes,
Alaska.
Yes, it is. There is a North Pole, Alaska, yes.
Santa Claus is listening.
You betcha. Oh, golly.
Santa Claus is listening to see if Jim's being naughty or nice. All right. So marijuana skeptics take aim at potency in Colorado. This is so square. It's from the Denver Post. They think, like, pot's too strong and has to be regulated and made worse. That's all government does, is like steps in and says, we're going to take your money so we can pay people to make things worse. So tell us about it, Diana.
Okay, so I just found out
permanent loss
recently.
Of brain abilities.
Yeah, I mean, I had been doing some research on
abilities.
Abilities. Some of the hostility is. Should I keep talking? I don't know what. One of the things that I've noticed, and I've been living in Colorado since November, is that there definitely seems to be a huge kind of backlash against legal weed. And I don't know how long it's been going on, but yeah, total squares. I mean, it's like ever since Amendment 64 was passed, which is what, you know, originally made weed legal with like.
It's gun owners who are mad that the same politicians that legalized pot want to outlaw pot marijuana. Here's what we need, people, is bumper stickers that say coexist made out of guns and weed. That'll
solve it. Well, no, they're actually, I've actually seen bumper stickers that just say exist, and the you words are actually made out of, yeah, guns.
You
yeah,
said
well,
this on the show. Which, to which I said, again. They need show. To say coexist and be made of guns and weed.
Oh, then Colorado that's right.
Will be pair.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's true.
So read on, sister, read on.
Okay, so came across this article from the Huffington Post. Okay, Jim is laughing.
He's huffing.
He does that.
Huffing is huffing. That, that
of course I'm doing that. I'm on drugs.
The reviews I'm not the on best,
drugs. Drugs are
the best huffing. The best
kids.
Huffing paint.
Don't do drugs.
So,
the
so
Huffington
the
Post.
So this, yeah, so for the Huffington Post, and the title of the
drugs.
Article or
they
the blog
really
post
good.
Is...
I forgot my species.
The Prohibition Empire Strikes Back. Amendment 139 designed to roll back Amendment 64. And so, you know, the article basically talks about, you know, how, you know, Amendment 64 made weed legal, blah, blah, blah.
This would be but, perfect
you
know, if
can
that
you
one amendment
the whole thing? I forgot.
Jim doesn't have a number two pencil. He needs one. Are we going to be tested? Is this going to be on the final exam?
I brought a pen. I'm sorry. I brought a pen.
You should. It's important.
All right. Number two.
He said number two.
All right, go on.
So anyway, so the prohibitionists, apparently, I mean, there's still, you know, there were...
Squares.
The, yeah, Amendment 64 passed by a pretty slim margin, actually. But, and so, you know, I guess the minority of that vote, you know, gathered all their forces and decided to propose Amendment 139. And it's actually supposed to be on the November 2016 ballot. And what this is supposed to do is limit recreational marijuana to 16% potency of THC.
Wow.
The active ingredient.
And
that's square.
That's absolutely fascinating, by the way. And I think that in a free society, I think it would be really great if McDonald's would sell marijuana, because then it would end up turning into more profit for them, because people would have the munchies, and they would just kind of recycle the funds back into them. I think it's
when I was a kid, marijuana was like 1% THC.
Great business model.
Was it
and
really?
Now it's 1%. Like 29%, some of it.
See,
and these
yeah,
people are trying to roll it back to 16. That's square.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, there's been progress, and these squares want to roll back the progress.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. I mean, and the progress, I mean, it is wrought, of course, with tons of regulations and laws and hoops that everyone has to jump through in terms of, you know, being able to sell it, you know, legally through dispensaries and whatnot, and also, you know, growing your own weed. But, you know... Anyway,
be a professional, damn it.
What?
Nothing.
He's yelling at his cat. His cat is Cheshire cat. Just a grin. That's all he's seeing from his cat.
I'm just going to like, you know, I think people could probably read this article, but the bottom line is, yeah, they're square. They're square.
No,
you know,
drugs.
It's like one of the things this guy says
two
is
drugs.
Colorado voters have already considered both sides of the marijuana prohibition argument and rejected
set
the notion
on
that the
fire
state
and do drugs.
Can effectively
shut
socially
up,
engineer free people's preferences as
please
to a cannabis plant that grows naturally on God's earth.
Wow. God bless all of you. Each and every one of you, and God bless
America. Instead, you know, Colorado voters showed courage in charting a better course. Other U.S. states and other nations have followed Colorado, and now, I mean, essentially Colorado is trying to backtrack, and not Colorado as a
square
whole, but there's a lot of power and money that's
Colorado
behind trying
I'm
to get this amendment
anybody
passed. And, yeah, anyway.
I'm not
so
following
it's just,
Colorado.
It's just ridiculous.
Colorado can follow me.
I mean, all it's going to do is just fuel the black market again. So, hey, whatever.
Follow me at Jim Jesus on Twitter.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com.
Good audio, Chris. So we have a radio show to do.
Yes. So yeah, we're back. I know we're something. Back. I'm not going to read anything. I it's
you
my
have
turn.
A beef.
I have a beef, and it's not a pod beef. Well, this is
not
a,
with
this,
me.
No, it's not with you.
It's a Telegram beef.
It's a beef with it's a beef with people in general. I really hate.
Have beef with you. Stop. Yes,
I get. Okay.
You anyway. Are terrible. Stop.
Not that kind of
stop
telegram.
Whatever you're doing. Stop.
Not that kind of telegram, sir.
All of you stop right now.
Stop.
Anyway, so I have a problem with people who are intellectually dishonest. I don't mind ignorance. Like, that's, I mean, in this day and age with the internet, ignorance to a certain extent is becoming inexcusable. But even still, if you honestly don't know something, I don't fault somebody for either having questions or being rather dumbfounded and finding what you have to say like completely out of the realm of possibility because it just never crossed their mind.
Yeah.
But people who have things explained to them repeatedly and then still claim they have no idea where the disconnect is and they keep acting like they have no idea why they're upset, why you're upset with them. Really grinds my gears. And like,
I'll tell you what grinds my gears.
Thank
there you,
Pete.
Go, yeah.
Thank you, Peter. I am.
So here's the thing: if you need to, if you need to mute Jim Jesus, I can. I don't want to mute.
I've been mastering him fine. I've been handling.
Yeah, you
fine.
Can do it's it from fine. Your end, but before when I turned him down the other day on the GCN server. It didn't turn him down for you because you guys have to turn him down on your Fiend phone. So
gotcha.
If he just starts ranting, we'll turn him down but not off, and he'll just be this kind of like static in the background. It'll be really cool, like this crazed man just yelling, running down the street. So I had a roommate that was a PCP addict.
Okay.
And he was a gay Mexican PCP addict in San Francisco. And he had really long hair. And one night he took too much PCP and was out in front of our house in like tiger stripe women's panties and nothing else, like gesticulating wildly and screaming. And the neighbors
like Robert Downey
Jr.
defined gesticulating,
waving his arms in the air. And the police
only his arms
took him away. Yeah, both arms.
Yeah, I was gesticulating to me, kind of like I picture like a one. Pelvis move have to be kind of be involved.
That was
in there
happening
for some
too.
Reason. We'll
oh,
see
yeah,
that.
An Elvis
that's
move. There you go.
Okay, see, well, there you go. Now,
but
getting
I
back to what.
I visited him in jail, and he told me he thought he was a lion. That's why. And he did have long mane like hair. So maybe that was
who are you to say he doesn't? If he identifies as a lion, how dare you?
I know. In San Francisco, being gay is like boring. It's like, yeah, what else you got? being a gay illegal immigrant Mexican is boring. Like, yeah, so oh, you're a lion? Well, that's interesting. Well,
my headmate is another kin.
There was that one woman that identified as a cat, and she had a video of it and everything.
Oh, she was.
Oh, crazy. Yeah, she's crazy.
Yeah. She's on fire.
I couldn't finish that, but.
Yeah.
Anyway,
with fire.
Can I?
Jim's cats are petting him because he's.
Can Jeremy finish his thing?
That's fine. I'll do. I'll get to it.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I wasn't interrupting him for once.
Yes, he wasn't. I know exactly. It was Michael.
Turning me down.
The possibility of Jim interrupting you.
We should. We should turn down Michael then. I'm going to turn Michael down.
I turned down Jim.
Why don't we turn you down? Why don't we turn you down? You're the one who always takes over the show.
Because you can't. You don't have the physical means.
That's why I asked you. That's why I asked you to do it for us.
You got to wake you up. And he could do it.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so as I was saying, I hate intellectually dishonest people, and I got into this discussion, and I know, Michael, you recommend not
socialist.
Bothering. Yes, this guy is a socialist.
Don't engage the socialists. Like, don't feed them.
Well, again,
does Rush Limbaugh argue with people on the internet? No, he has a radio show.
Again,
you have a radio show.
I do. I am on a radio show. That is correct. But again, I still engage in conversation, and I have a fairly large sized group on a chat app called Telegram that we use regularly. Anyway, so
Discord.
And we have
volume.
Conversations ranging from the ridiculous to really philosophical and actually productive conversations about stuff that we can do to further our own causes moving forward and get more free. So
our
getting more
got a mouse in your parka?
I know.
No, I was referring to the people in the group, but I meant those people. It's not private. It's actually a public.
It's actually a public group. It's not the public, though. I don't know.
But anybody could join it.
You can't use the word our.
Anyway. So anyway, before we end up finally going to break, this particular individual, Luke Burgess, is just such a worthless pile of nothingness because he... this particular individual that I had to be with. And he really needs to learn some logic and stop thinking that government's necessary.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
Okay.
Speaking of Vegas.
And we're back.
Happy Independence Day.
Meow, meow.
Yes, sort of. I will say one thing about Independence Day, because I was walking to my mailbox, not inebriated on any particular drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. But... we have like these safe and sane firework laws here. Like, do you guys have those where you live? Like, I live in a major city. I live in Las Vegas.
Well, I just know that I was in Aurora, Colorado recently, and there's huge signs that you enter the city that say fireworks are illegal in Aurora. You know, and like while I was there, everybody was shooting off fireworks, and this was like 2 days ago.
When
I first moved to Vegas, I did not know this. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go see a fireworks show. I did not know, like, oh, okay, so where's the nearest fireworks show? Let's go to Texas Station because they're gonna have a fireworks show. It's the nearest place. So I on the way there, I saw more fireworks than I did at the fireworks show. And people just don't care about the laws. They don't care about these safe and sane laws. They go right outside of, you know, the metro area. They get their, you know, the mortars that shoot off the really cool fireworks. Mm-hmm. And they don't care, you know. And that's what I like about Vegas. It's like they're trying to fight for this sort of stuff in New Hampshire, you know, where they're trying to fight for liberty and all this stuff and try to inject that stuff. But it's here. It's in their heart, but it's not in their brain yet. And I think that's the hurdle.
It has
to
go from your heart to your brain. It has to, it won't work.
Yeah, and I think that's why we have, you know, politicians like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump hitting the respective tickets. The royal we, you know, from the editorial. Look.
Right.
But people just kind of don't care anymore, and they're just willing to elect a reality star and a liar and a fraud and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, just because they don't care anymore. Like, people are just kind of, like, ignoring the state. And I think that's hope for liberty. But at the same time, yeah. Bernie's...
Don't follow stupid rules.
Well, that's the thing. It's great to see people do that in certain avenues, but then many of those people will still... probably turn around and vote anyway.
They'll vote. Like, yeah. Because, you know, it's just because it's the status quo. It's the thing to do. They don't know, you know, what else to do, you know, and, you know, they think they're actually affecting some sort of
fun.
Well,
I'm serious. I vote fun. Because it's I got nothing to do on a Monday or whatever it is. I'm gonna go vote.
It's actually Tuesday.
I have Tuesdays off, so I'm like, what am I gonna do? The Freedom Fiends isn't on, so and I'm already coming down from my mushrooms. So I can't take more. So.
There's so many.
May as well go vote. Why not?
Yeah, I'm gonna go stand in line for a little bit. Maybe meet a cute chick or something. Converter. Oh, I'm not supposed to say convert now. That's right. Mm. Sorry, MK.
Oh.
Inside baseball. Go ahead.
Oh, I was like, I have no.
But
idea
how dare you
about.
Tell me what I should do on my personal leisure time? Right? Like,
if you want to convert cute little girls. Well, sorry, not little girls. That came out really wrong.
Hey.
So what? So okay.
They're,
so what
apparently they're legal. They're voting.
So what do you guys think? I mean, do you think that not voting or voting? What like which one do you think actually has more of an impact?
It doesn't matter. This is coming from someone who does vote.
I totally agree with you.
I don't think either has an impact, but I think you could do more with your time by spending the time you would by going down to vote with doing something else. So
doing something way more.
But how dare you and your Marxist logic to tell me what I should do on my leisure time instead of being a productive proletariat like everybody? No. How dare you? That is really Marxist thinking.
That's what I'm
doing on my leisure time is I'm going to go down and I'm going to vote for myself for city council in 2019.
If that's what makes you happy, I just think, like I said,
go for it.
If you're going for, if your goal is to try to end the state quicker, there are other things you could do with that time that would be more productive. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not telling you that.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I would never prescribe that for anybody. Not my style.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, go vote if you want to. But I don't think it matters either way. I don't think it sends a message that if you do and vote for somebody, or you vote down something, or you don't vote at all. I don't think it sends a message either way.
Fiend phone. He's back.
Fiend phone. Unnecessary.
That's why he left.
Interruption exigency system.
Furries.
That's why he left. He just wanted to come back and make a furry. He just wanted to do a furry.
No. I was listening. There's three reasons not to vote. And they are, one, you're engaging in an immoral system. You're encouraging violence.
No, but, I'm not.
But if you can't wrap your head around that, the real reason not to do it, other than it encourages them, which is reason two, is I don't really look at it like a strategy. I don't really think government's going to end if no one votes. Somebody actually pointed out on Free Talk Live the other day that there have been elections, local elections, where like zero people voted, and they still, the government people still made a decision.
I remember Free Talk Live had an episode after an election where there was a town that didn't vote. Not even like the city council members running did vote for themselves. They didn't even vote for themselves, and still, but I guess we're still running things here.
I guess we're still going to lie and steal and cheat and tax. Yeah. So really, the reason not to vote is. As kind of a personal mindset, really, it sets the mindset of convincing yourself the truth of its use. Oh, that's the other reason too. It's useless. That's the third reason.
It's fun.
Most states, it doesn't matter. Like in Wyoming, they're going to elect the Republican no matter what. In California, they're going to elect the Democrat no matter what. Like maybe in a swing state, your vote might have some power. But
I live in a swing state in a swing district.
Yeah, but then it doesn't matter the letter after the name anyway.
Well,
I'm picking up chicks in a swing state.
Have you guys seen that ridiculous movie where one guy decides the president? It's Kevin Costner. After Waterworld, no one would hire him, so he had to make this movie. It's so bad. It looks like the Democratic Party sponsored it. It's like this one kind of simple redneck, single dad, farmer.
A man of the people.
Guy, a man of the people, but, still a thinker in Iowa or something. The Electoral College doesn't work that way. It would never come down to one citizen. Yeah. But that's the premise of this movie. It's like, your vote matters. matters, but your vote also doesn't matter because the rigging of the machines, Diebold. Right. They have lawyers. Well, people say that, but the main thing is to undo your training of 12 years of government school to like really reinforce to yourself that it's just a big scam.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I don't vote. I mean, it's not that I think that my not voting is actually going to affect any sort of change, but I don't vote now for moral reasons. And the ones you listed.
I don't vote because it takes time. I mean, you could play like 3 games of pool in the time it takes to go vote.
I don't know what polling place you've ever been to, because every time I voted, it only takes like maybe 10 minutes. And 9 of those 10 minutes is actually me like at the podium. I don't know who all these people are.
Jim gets bad audio when he yells. So, have you guys seen The Wire? I'm rewatching The Wire.
I really do need to watch that because I started watching it and I didn't.
It's great. It's the best TV show ever made. But I read this thing recently.
Except that maybe Breaking Bad and The Wire are the best shows ever. Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody that The Wire and Breaking Bad is the best show ever. Tell everybody you know.
Yep. So Breaking Bad or The Wire, Obama said it was his favorite show, which made it harder for me to like. But the thing that's really funny is Obama said that his favorite character on there was Omar. Omar is a gay dude that walks around with a shotgun shooting drug dealers and taking their drugs. Like, the gay dude is neither here nor there, but so that's Obama's favorite character, is like a guy who's immoral, even in the like moral black market, you know?
So would you vote for me for city council if I ran in your district? Because I'm running in Vegas. Would you vote for me?
I'd put you on the radio show and let you talk about it nonstop, though.
Okay.
I'm not going to vote. I won't do it. You know what? Here's another reason not to vote. You get a lot more junk mail if you're a registered voter.
That's true.
You really do.
I get other people's mail, so I don't even worry about that now.
Yeah. But you can still get on juries, and you should get on juries, but because it's really the only, that's the only thing you can do that makes a difference is being a good, honest juror on a good, honest jury. But,
jury nullification is voting times 1,000. How dare you? Like, it takes months and months and months to find out stuff. You have to risk going to jail in order to do it. You're wasting your time. And then at the end of it, you'll just end up on a civil trial anyway.
I kind of am with Jim on this one, where I think the idea of nullification is wonderful. I just advocate for individual nullification, or you know, individuals getting together and all nullifying in a certain area, so it just goes away on its own that way. But if you're going to use one of the arguments for voting being ineffective or whatever, it's because it's literally a waste of time, then you can't not make the same argument for jury nullification, because it is so much more time invested. And unfortunately for me, I'm somebody who was interested in doing.
Day, man.
Okay, yeah, it's I can't afford to my business for the amount of time it may be necessary. It's so worth it for me. I can't support my family that way. So
besides, anarchists have an easy out when it comes to being a jury.
Did you say I'm an anarchist? They don't put you on a jury.
Yeah, you just say I'm an anarchist and I view this court is illegitimate, and I legitimately do. I'm not lying.
And I'm not on the flag.
Yeah.
Not that kind of illegitimate.
I know.
Actually illegitimate.
Admiralty.
Like, yes. I don't care about all that shit.
Admiralty.
Call the judge admiral. Call the judge admiral. Yes, admiral.
I almost cussed, but I'm good. I told you, man, I'm good.
Well, Fiendphone has a shock collar in it now.
I'm not wearing it.
You know what? That was the update. That's the update that screwed up my Fiend phone. I knew it.
Yeah, I know. I hate when the government tortures. I want to do that myself. No, I'm kidding.
Libertarian entrapment. Libertarian waterboarding.
I just got to say, when I went to get my government permission slip so that I could drive legally or whatever here in Colorado, and they asked me, did I want to also
register to
vote?
Sounds like a waste of time to me.
Wait, they asked you what?
And they also asked me if I wanted to register to vote, and I said, nope.
Ew. Yeah, it's weird how they try to like
trick
you. You know what another one is? When you fill out your taxes, if you're one of those people that does that, there's a question now on your taxes. Do you want to donate $3 to the presidential reelection fund? I know, man.
What?
Bad touch. Bad touch.
All right, we're going out here. We're going out.
Stranger danger.
Yeah.
Meow.
Oh, right, bummer.
Have a good redemption, guys. See you later. Worms. Bye. Okay, bye. Thank you for your cervix, Diana.
Sure. No problem.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Meow, 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 meow.
Diana and Derek J do the best meows.
Hashtag adults who meow.
We got adults.
That's a very subjective term.
I know. To this group. We definitely got some heat for that by a hater. We got some hate from a hater around our meowing and having fun and enjoying life as libertarian anarchists.
Who hates the meowing? Why did I miss that?
Yeah, some dude that was like, I don't know, beefing with Michael on Twitter, on Twipper.
He who cannot be named actually came on the show and was complaining about the meowing. Yeah. He was the only one that's ever complained. By the way, happy birthday, Jeff.
Okay.
Go on. You guys got a show to do. I'm just here for the ride.
Okay.
Jim must be coming down at this point. He's running out of steam.
Yeah, well, okay, so...
No, I'm not. I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
What? Come on, dead air, come
all right,
on.
Jeremy.
Come on, professional radio guys. You guys are the one doing the show, not me.
What were we talking about on the break about people doing stuff more? Actually, I still want to finish up on what we were talking about earlier about the not voting thing, because I still think that not voting actually does serve a better purpose.
Okay. Right?
Because more people that don't do it, and the whole thing about they'll still elect people anyway, good. Because when more
but
people
it raises
realize,
awareness, it raises like...
Well, exactly.
Raises, yeah.
More people realize that it literally does not matter what they do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they'll be more inclined to step away.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
You know, that's always my whole focus. I mean, like I said, you can waste your time with it. But.
Not that it will like do anything or like make anything happen in Washington or wherever your local, you know, candidate elections are or whatever. Not that it'll actually do anything with that, but yeah, like it will, you know. And the more you talk about why you don't do it, I do feel that it can, you know, just plant seeds, and that's kind of like what I feel like my job is plant seeds, like make people think. You know, even if they balk at it at first, I mean, there's still a seed, and it gives them something to think about and maybe read about
Don't
and do some research on. And
you seed.
You're a seed.
Actually, technically,
seeds.
Well, technically, I would be. It's the name of my podcast, and I guess
Mom's a seed.
No, she's not quite there yet. she's pre-seed, I guess. I don't know how that work. wait a minute.
Oh Lord. My mind went right there.
Yeah, I know. Mine did too. And we were talking about my mom, so that was just so not right at all.
And then the pre-seed, and then oh Lord. What just popped in my head? Yes.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm a spore right now.
Well, it's a type of seed.
Kind of.
Well, kind of.
It helps propagate things, sure. That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But just like, you know, not voting and finding other ways to use your time can propagate more freedom.
That's right.
Get out there, you know, and what we were talking about earlier with the stupid politicians trying to go back and go against the people and fight and insist on the drug war, despite the fact in small ways, despite the fact is just keep doing it, you know, just like with the fireworks thing, just keep flaunting these laws.
Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. It's just going to be, you know, I mean, if the THC level, I mean, if they manage to do that and actually, you know, make it so that, you know, legal weed cannot be sold with anything higher than a 16% THC level, hello, black market, like, is thriving in Colorado again.
And it still has the market's not even down as it is now. Well, not that much from what I've heard. It's still pretty pervasive there, because people still want their stuff the way they want it and don't want to deal with the regulations. So,
But I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. You know, I encourage people to keep flaunting these laws, though, no matter what they put in your face, because as proof keep with the firework shining. Thing. Well, but as proof with the fireworks thing, like you were talking about, Jim, or any of these things, when you do it in mass, there's nothing they can do about it. The collective individuals outnumber individuals outnumber LEOs by more than 300-1. You don't have to go shooting them like people think I'm advocating lately.
Aware that they're human beings wearing costumes and shiny badges, and they don't have the authority over you that you think they do. And when you start to realize that they don't, you know, then things change.
Act accordingly and encourage more people to do the same. And then, just like the fireworks, all the other laws will become irrelevant.
And come to Jackalope.
Okay, I think
Pork Fest was still last year.
I'll definitely plan on that. I'll need someone to ride.
No way I can make that one.
Jackalope, not now.
Yeah.
Bummer. Yeah, I gotta come check it out.
Bummer in August for me.
I gotta come check it out.
Next year, though.